Okay, let's get into Sefer Yeshayahu Perek Chaf Hei, the next parak. Again, as the previous parak, not 100% clear what it's referring to. The first few psukim are clear. The first few psukim sound like psukim that belong in Sefer Tehillim. Yeshayahu sounding like David HaMelech, talking about Yemos HaMashiach and how amazing it'll be, and the protection that Hashem gives us. Then the parak gets into psukim which are very unclear, even if they are positive or negative, and the parak ends off by talking about Geula again. So there's a good chance that the middle psukim are also talking about Yemos HaMashiach, as we'll talk about as we get into this short 12 pasuk parak. So the parak starts off, as we said, sounding like a parak of Tehillim. Hashem Elokai Ata Aromimcha, I will exalt you, Odeshimcha Ki Asisa Pela. I will thank you because you have done wonders. You have done Pela. The Radak says all the Nisim that will be done, Bizman HaGeula, will dwarf any other Nisim that have happened in history, and therefore all the Nisim that took place then will be amazing. Rav Schwab says that the most amazing point will be then that we will see every single prophecy that was given to the Nevi'im will have come true. It'll all be Mekuyam. Every one of these psukim that we read, some we understand, some we don't fully understand, it'll all be. This is says the Radak. Well, he says it on the next next phrase. Let's finish the pasuk first. Kiasiz Apella, you have done wonders. Eitzos me rachok emuna omen. It is from far away, and it is all true. Emuna omen, says Rabbi Schwab. This is a very telling and meaningful phrase. It's referring to the time when every word of the Torah and the Nevi'im regarding Mashiach will have been faithfully fulfilled in every detail, including the universal recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Jewish people's spiritual leadership of the world. That's true. Emuna omen. We will see at that time every single Nevuah coming true, which is amazing. Let's focus on every word of the pasuk because there's an important message from each one. From the beginning of the pasuk, we have Hashem being referred to in two ways. Hashem Elokai, says the Malbim, that there are two different ways that we relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One is that we don't relate because we can't understand the mahus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We can only know what he's not. On the one hand, that's regarding Yudke Vavke. We can't know. We just throw up our hands, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is beyond comprehension. And number two is Elohim, when he's involved in the world, and we can relate to his midos and his actions. That's what's symbolized by Elohim. We say he is Rachum and Chanun, and he does Chesed. Those are the two ways. Mitzad Atzmo, Shemitzad Zeh Nikra B'Shem Havaya, HaYehovah V'Yeh, and Mitzad Nifuos, Sheosa Kenegra Teva, Shemitzad Zeh Yakiru Kol Be'olam. So says the Radah, says the Malbim, Hashem Elokai. Those are the two names, Ata. Aromimcha, regarding Hashem, Yudkei Vavkei, I will just raise you up, you're beyond my comprehension. Odeshimcha, I will thank you, Ki Asisa Pela, that's the second half, that's relating to Elokai, that is, that Hashem is involved in our world. So even in the same pasuk, we talk about how Hashem is so beyond understanding, while Hashem is also one that we have to relate to. So again, let's continue now. That's the first half of the pasuk. Ki Asisa Pela, that you have done wonders. We know the Pela we also have in our tefilos. Not only the wonders of the miracles that Hashem does, but we recognize that there are pilei plaot even in everyday life. We know the Ramah tells us in Arachayim and Simin Vav, the phrase that we say at the end of Asher Yatzar, Mafli La'asos. Hashem does wonders. What is that Mafli? Same word. Pele, says the Ramah, the end of Sif Aleph in Simin Vav, Ve'od Yesh Lafarish, Shemafli La'asos Bamesh Shomer Ruach Ha'adam Bekirbo, Ve'kosher Dover Ruchani Bedover Gashmi. The neshama and the guf together, the fact that they exist, that's an unbelievable bria. Va'kol hu al yedei shehu rofei chobasar ki oz ha'adam b'kava b'riyut v'nishmato mishtameres b'kirbo. The fact that we have a ruach and a guf, we have a neshama and a body, so that itself is an amazing wonder that we recognize every time we go to the bathroom, and we say that it is all Eitzos Me'rachok. What is the Eitzos Me'rachok? So Rashi and the Rishonim say it means that Hashem fulfilling everything that he already said by Bris Ben Abasarim. At the beginning of history, Me'rachok, from far away, we already know, we will see then, says Yeshayahu, in the times of Yemos HaMashiach, we'll look back at all of history and realize it was forecast, all the Galios that we would go through, and the Geulos from those Galios. So Rashi says it's the Bris Ben Abasarim. Basarim. There's a beautiful Sefer Ikarim we mentioned in Parsha Shir a number of years ago. What does it mean, Bein HaBasarim? Very unusual way that they used to make covenants, cut an animal in half and walk in the middle of it. What's the message of that? Says the Sefer HaIkarim, all the way at the end of the Sefer. In Maimer Dalad Perek Mem Hei, says the Sefer Ikarim of Yosef Albo, Vatam Lepal Hazeh Bekrisas Bris, Shekrisas Bris, Hu Kesher Kayam Bein Shnei Anashim Karsei Bris. A covenant is bringing two people together. To reflect that they're one unit. Like I guard my left hand, I guard my friend. And how do you show that? If you walk between two halves of one item, that's showing that each person in this covenant is only half, is only part of a unit, and that's what the covenant does. It puts everybody together, and that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did with the Jewish people. By the bris bein habesarim, that Hashem would be with us, unified with us forevermore throughout history, and that is the Eitzos Meirachok. The Rambam uses this lashon in one of the most beautiful lines in all the Rambam. In the end of Hilchas Tzemura, the Rambam says, describing mitzvos, the Rambam says there, after giving a svara for the Isser, the Araisa of Tzemura, of switching an animal from A to B, because the Rambam says people's natural instinct is to after they promise to do something, they'll take it away and they'll feel bad. They don't want to give this animal that animal. So the Rambam gives a reason for the Isser of Tamur. But then the Rambam says, "V'kol elu advarim, all mitzvos are lakof yitzro ulasaken deosav, are to straighten my mind and my yetzer." And here's the line: "V'rov dinei haTorah, most of the laws of the Torah, einon ella, they are etzos meirachok migadol haetza." They are wisdom from afar. He's playing on words here from the pasuk of Yeshayo, Eitzos Meirachok. But the Rambam is saying it's advice from afar, from the great advisor. Migadol Eitzah L'Sakena Deus Eliyasher Kalamasim. One of the most gorgeous lines. Eitzos Meirachok Migadol Eitzah L'Sakena Deus Eliyasher Kalamasim. But the Rambam gets it from this pasuk right here, the Eitzos Meirachok. We continue. So again, Yeshayo says that I will praise Hashem because He's done wonders and many things to me. Ki samta meir lagal kirya bitzro lamapela. What did He do? He made from a city a gal. He turned it over. Right, our enemies at that time will be turned over to nothing. Kirya bitzro lamapela. A guarded city of our enemies will be fallen. Armon zarim, the palaces of zarim, which Rav Schwab suggests are the religious centers that now populate Yerushalayim, they will not be there anymore because we'll have a Beis HaMikdash. Armon zarim meir to be removed, la'olam lo yivaneh, and they will never come back. It will be la'olam va'ed that we will be able to have that. Al kein yechavducha am az, all the nations of the world will recognize and honor Hashem. Kiryas goyim aritzim yerucha, they'll fear you, like we talk about in Aleinu. That's what we daven for. That every nation has a purpose. Ki ayisa ma'oz la'dal ma'oz la'evyon batzar lo, you protected the poor and the destitute spiritually, physically, everything. Throughout history, we are the Dal and the Evyon. And when we were Bitsaris, Machse Mizerem Tzel Michorev, you were protection from Zerem, from the waves. Tzel, you were a shadow Michorev, from something dried out. Rav Schwab suggests Zerem connotes the physical dangers that we have throughout history. And Tzchorev is the spiritual dangers, the dryness. Hashem was both. He protected us from both the physical dangers that we had, the Purim type of problems, and the Hanukkah type of problems. Hashem protected us throughout, even though we were hurt and injured, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu was with us. We mentioned in the past that Rav Asher Weiss's Hosafa to the Vilna Gaon's thought, which he writes in the Haggadah's Minchas Asher. The Vilna Gaon writes on Alai Hayu Kulana, that Yaakov is upset. He doesn't want to send Binyamin down. He says, Alai Hayu Kulana. So says the Gra, it's the same word that Rivka uses. When Yaakov is worried that the Brachas, the Yitzchak Avinu, is going to recognize him, Rivka says, don't worry, Alai Kilulascha B'ni. Alai stands for, says the Gra, Esav, Lavan, and Yosef. You're going to have three tsaras in the world. The Esav, the Lavan, and the Yosef, you don't have to worry about Yitzchak. You're not going to have a tsara. It says, Alai Kilulascha B'ni. You don't have to worry about this. So Yaakov Avinu later on, when Binyamin was about to be taken, he says, Alai Hayu Kulana. I'm not supposed to have more. That's the Gra. Rav Asher Weiss adds that these three of the Alai symbolizes the three tsaras that we have in Klal Yisrael. Aleph, Ayin, the Esavs, the people who wanted to murder us physically. Lamed, Lavan, the people who wanted to kill us spiritually. Yud is the Yosef, it's the inner fighting that's killing us from within. So that's what the Rav Schwab said, and that's the worst one, and that's the one we still haven't gotten rid of, says the Minchas Asher. But that's what Rav Schwab says here, that's the Zerem and the Chorev. We continue, Kechorev, Bitzayon, Shaon Zarim Tachnia. Some of these are hard to know exactly what they mean, but some say that it means just like the nations of the world will be dried out and subjugated at that time, and they will be cut down because they will only serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Next section of the Perek, Pasuk Vav Zion. Some type of Suuda is described here. The Rishonim assume it's referring to a Suuda that's going a little back in time. During Gog Magog, when the nations of the world come and think they're going to feast, literally, on Yerushalayim, they have another thing coming to them. They think it's going to be easy. They're going to drink good wine. No, they're going to drink dregs. They're going to bring sediment. Meaning it's going to be harsh and it's going to be hard and they're not going to be able to survive. They're going to become drunk, the Radak says, with bad wine, and they're going to end up hurting each other. Describing Rashi and the Radak say, Gog Magog. V'yaz Hashem Tzvakos l'chol ha'amim b'har hazeh. This mountain of Yerushalayim. Mishteh shmarim, sediments, mishteh shmanim mimuyach, mumuchayim, shmarim mizukakim. That's one pshat that is described. If you look in the Rav Schwab, says it could also mean just the opposite, right? We know there's going to be a special suuda shel Avyasan. The Gemara and then the Psachim discusses who's going to bench at that suuda. But there's going to be amazing meals and suudas in the future when Mashiach comes. And based on the previous part and the next part of the parak, that fits in. That is all talking about Zman HaGeula. Either way, that's a mysterious pasuk about some type of suuda. Ubila baharazeh pnei halot halot kol ha'amim. And the cover, halot halot is the cover. The covers will be broken from the nations. V'amaseicha nesucha kol ha'gayim. What covers? The covers that they try to hide themselves from belief in God. Or God's, their recognition of God. God will be uncovered at that time, and they will all believe. The Malbim here notes, what's the difference between amim and goyim? Hashem will uncover for the amim and uncover for the goyim. So classic, the Malbim says, there are two different types of other nations of the world. There are those that have emunah, but they also believe in other things. Number one, amim sheishlem emunah ve'enam ovdei elilim. They're not idol worshippers. They're just misguided in some ways. And this false emunah puts a mask on their faces that they can't be totally convinced of the oneness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'chulu. But then you have goyim she'en lehem adayim shum emunah klau. They don't have any emunah. They just believe in their idols. He says, k'mon anshe yapan v'chadome. Right? Like those cults out there in the Far East. Veim kara goyim. He says, that's amim. Am is a higher level, and goyim. But at that time, when Mashiach comes, both of them will have the cover taken off from their eyes, and they will be able to serve and recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then comes a very famous pasuk in Pasuk Ches. This is how many eulogies end with this pasuk from Yeshayo. Again, describing the future. Bila hamavis lanetzach. Death will be swallowed up forever. Umacha Hashem alokim dimo me'al kalpanim. Hashem will dry up the tears. There won't be any more tears. Me'al kalpanim. So first there's a machlokas, the Radak and Rashi. What does it mean, bila hamavis lanetzach? So the Radak is bedayik hamavis. The death. What is the death? The Radak says this pasuk is referring to a time period in the future. There will still be death. There just won't be death by other people or shalom bismano. The way the Radak says this is mitzah mikri, slow mitzah tivis. There won't be wars. There won't be sickness. There won't be difficulties like that. They'll just be natural getting old. And when the time comes, bila the death, bila hamavis. But this is discussed actually in the Gemara, Masecha Sanhedrin. Rashi says, on Daf Tzadi Aleph there, then no, this is referring to a time period where there won't be any death in the future. Rashi says, Yasir Misa Bechlau. The Misa will be totally removed. I'll read it. The Rashi says there, Dila Asil Lavo Me'achar Shechayin Shuv Einon Mason. Once they live, they will not die anymore. So again, this is something that we yearn for. Whatever Rashi's pshat or the Radak pshat, we yearn for the day that bila hamavas lanetzach, and it is a race. Rabbi Schwab again says here in a beautiful piece. He has a number of important comments on this parak. He says, no matter what you believe, like Rashi and the Radak, we have to realize that death is not something natural to the human. We know that originally the plan was, whatever that means that Adam HaRishon was supposed to live forever. And because he ate from the Eitz HaDa'as, he and Chava, so they brought death into the world. But the Ramban writes in a few places on his Chumash and other sources that La'asa Lava, we're going to go back to the state of Adam HaRishon Kodem Achei. Meaning that's the natural state. And the Rav Schwab says, the concept of man's original immortality has stayed in the human psyche since creation. Why? It's evident from the sense of mourning and loss at the death of a loved one, even if the deceased person lived a long, happy, fruitful, and fulfilling life. Why are we sad when a 108-year-old woman, mother, grandmother, great-grandmother dies? Because we still realize this is not natural. It's not meant to be. There's still a feeling of sadness and loss because man has never made peace with death. Death is really unnatural, for man was created to live forever because of the Tzelem Elokim placed in him, v'chulu. And that's what Rabbi Schwab says. That's why we still feel that death is not natural, and we daven for the day that we go back to the natural state. But then he also quotes the Medrash. There's a Medrash that says, on this pasuk, that the tears will be wiped away, even tears of joy will be wiped away. And what does that mean? Tears of joy? Why would we want tears of joy to be wiped away? So he quoted a pshat that he heard from Rav Mordechai Pogromansky that when we cry at a very happy occasion, why is it an opposite emotion? No, so he suggests maybe within us we're crying because we still in Galus. And this is like an island of respite in the middle of this thousands of years Galus. We don't have a base of Migdash, we don't have Geula, we still have a lot of pain. So it's like the removal of, because somebody's carrying a heavy load. So it goes off for a minute, so you're like, it's a moment of, okay, and you cry from the pain that you're generally in now that you have a respite from it. So with Apshat, that's what the Yeshayahu was saying, it's going to be perfect in the future, that we're not even going to cry those tears of relief, because you're not going to need relief from anything. It's all going to be perfect. So that's the pasuk. Bilam aves lanesach, umach Hashem alakim dimam yal kapanim. The charpas amo yasir miyal kala aretz, the embarrassment of his nation he will remove from all the lands, ki Hashem diber. The yomer bayomahu, and then a pasuk test, we have another famous pasuk, the end of Maseches Tainus. Darshan's this pasuk, the end of Maseches Tainus, the last chazal. If anybody's ever had a siyum on Maseches Tainus, this is the Gemara that's quoted. The Gemara says, "Asa HaKadosh Baruch Hu lasos machal tzadikim." Hashem is going to make a circle for the tzadikim. V'hu yoshev b'neiam b'gan Eden. Hashem kaviyachol is going to be sitting in the middle of the circle. The kol echad v'echad ma'ar be'etzpo, and all the tzadikim are going to be pointing to the middle. Shene'amar, as the pasuk says. Now we get back to our pasuk. Hinei alokeinu zed, this is our God. Kivinu lo v'yoshienu, we have hope for him. He will save us. Ze Hashem kivinu lo nagila v'nismacha bishuaso. We will be happy with his salvation. So much to say on this pasuk. First of all, the Chafetz Chaim, many quote the Chafetz Chaim. A circle means that everyone is, every point on the circle is equidistant from the center. Tzadikim will realize that they're no closer to Hashem than the other tzadikim are. So everybody will realize they're equidistant from the center. Number two, they will realize that everyone is needed. Every tzaddik's way of avodas Hashem is needed, because then if you're missing one, then you're missing part of the circle, and the whole circle is ruined. Third, dancing. What does dancing mean? So the way the Chafetz Chaim has said it is that each tzaddik will experience the other one's form of avodas Hashem, because that's what happens when you dance. you are in the other person's spot, and in that way, also a recognition of each other Jew's avodas Hashem. If you look in the Netziv writes in his Haggadah on the paragraph Baruch Shomer in the Haggadah Imrei Shefer, he says when you dance, you beautiful thought. He says first you see. Let's say there's a person standing in the middle. So you see the face of him, and then you see the back of him as you keep going around the circle. Then you see the face, then you see the back, then you see the face, then you see the back. What does that mean? In the future, we're going to see the back, meaning we're going to remember every tzara that ever took place in history, and then we're going to see the front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol. We're going to understand it, and we're going to realize why it was needed. Then we're going to see the back, and then we're going to see the front. Then we're going to see the back. That's what dancing symbolizes, says the Netziv in his Haggadah, the Imrei Shefer, on the paragraph of Baruch Shomer. So again, there's so much here. Finally, the other point mentioned on this is Ze Elokeinu, right? Ze Kivinu Lo, using the Lashon of Ze. Hine Elokeinu Ze. We mentioned in the past, Ze always reflects a clarity of vision. Hashem will be so clear, the divine will be so clear then. Ze, right? By the, by the menorah. It says zeh by the ben saramora benenu zeh. Zeh means pointing. Kiddush Hachodesh zeh by Parshas Matos zeh hadavar. Right, this is the thing. Rashi quotes at the beginning of Parshas Matos that other neviim were misnabe with koamar Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu was zeh hadavar because zeh is reflexive of clarity, and that's why Moshe Rabbeinu was the only one that had aspaklar yahamira. And that is why only he uses the only the Torah uses zeh only by him. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky writes at the beginning of Matos that why is this Chazal Dafka mentioned there? Because Matos, that's about nedarim. A neder, you might think, it's a neder means you could create your own mitzvahs and averos. I could create that this is usher to me. That's what a neder is. So Chas v'Shalom, anybody thinks that Moshe Rabbeinu added or took away anything, it gives that message to us in the Parsha of Nedarim. Zeh hadavar, Moshe Rabbeinu did zeh, and there is no questioning his authority and his transmission of the Torah to Am Yisrael. Everything is exactly as it was transmitted from Hashem. Rav Schechter also uses this in Be'ikvei Hatzon when he talks about the Gemara that darshins with the source for Tanakh. Right, we know the Gemara Megillah Dav Zayin tells us Ksov Zos Zikaron Vasefer. Zos is Torah. Zikaron, that's Nevi'im. Basefer, that's Ksuvim. So Basefer is Ksuvim, we know, it was meant to be written. Zikaron always means Lahazkir, to mention. All Nevi'im were meant to mention to Klal Yisrael. What do you mean, Zos? Zos, that's the point. Zos or Zeh, that's Toras Moshe. Toras Moshe Rabbeinu is noted by Zeh, or Zos, right? Clarity, and that's what the Tzadikim are going to say in the future. B'nei, right? Ki Zeh Hashem kivinu lo. Ki Ne'el Keinu Zeh kivinu lo v'yoshienu. Zeh Hashem, right? Saying the word Zeh two times, because there's going to be such clarity of vision. This is Yeshayahu's vision of Yemos HaMashiach, when, again, there will be no more death, there will be clarity of vision of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All the nations won't want to hurt us, and as we started off the parak, the Malvim says, some we won't understand, some we won't understand, but either way, Aromimcha Odeh Shimcha Ki Asisa Pela, and we yearn for the day that it will happen soon. Okay, we will stop here.